Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our show, we talk about photography. Long before cell phone cameras, there was the Brownie Hawkeye. We tell you all about it. And then we listen to some songs that, one way or another, all have something to do with cameras. Have you ever wondered, as you take a picture with your camera phone and email it to a friend, what point-and-shoot photography was like years ago? VOA's Steve Ember started taking pictures when his parents gave him a very special birthday present. He takes us on a trip back in time for a snapshot of picture-taking in the 1950s.
It was called a Brownie Hawkeye. It was manufactured by Kodak from 1949 to 1961, and millions came to photography looking down into its viewfinder and taking pictures of mom and dad, the family cat, the new car, birthday parties, senior proms, vacations, everything we wanted to remember and preserve. They all became, as the Hawkeye's manufacturer would later say in its advertising, Kodak moments. The Brownie Hawkeye. We called it a box camera long before point and shoot entered the language. It was very 50s in appearance and very, very popular. It was made of a heavy black plastic called Bakelite with bright metal trim surrounding the lens and viewfinder. It was simple in design, sturdily built, and remarkably reliable. Kodak made them for about a decade, from 1949 to 1961. And you can still find working examples some 50 to 60 years later. While the term point-and-shoot had not yet been invented, the Brownie Hawkeye was what I guess we'd now call a point-and-shoot camera. And that really did describe its operation. You'd point it, gently press the shutter release, and the picture was taken. If you were shooting inside or after dark, you'd pop a big number 25 flash bulb into the flash attachment with the large shiny reflector that you'd plug into the left side of the camera. And you'd be very careful not to burn your fingers when you changed flash bulbs for the next shot. So there it was. No zoom, no autofocus, no screen on the back to tell you you'd gotten it right. Just point and shoot. Oh yes, you did have to remember to do one other thing. Wind the film to the next frame. And how did you share your images back then?
I'm 55 years old, and I still remember going to the drugstore with my parents. And you'd get this little yellow book, and you would open up your photos, and we would just all sit around and look at the 12 shots that we got, and we waited a week to get. And I still have boxes and boxes of those old little photo booklets when I was a kid. The memories are amazing.
That's Randy Smith of HawkeyeMods.com. He has been reconditioning and modifying 50 and 60-year-old Brownie Hawkeye cameras for a quite wide age range of buyers, including people who came to photography in the digital era and those of us who never completely abandoned film. Even those like myself, who might wish to make a sentimental journey back to their true photographic roots and work with a different photographic style.
Hawkeye Brownies that just had the old glass lens without any modern-day coatings on them, and you just get a very nice, contrasty, old-fashioned look to your image.
Well, I was sold. I just ordered one of Randy Smith's modified Brownie Hawkeyes, with a tripod socket on the bottom so I could really go back to basics and see about doing some serious photography with 1950s point-and-shoot technology. Might be fun.
Film will last forever if you take care of the film and you catalog it and you put it away. And 50 years from now, somebody will find your negative and print them out, and it'll just be a treasure that they feel they've just found.
And who knows, maybe I'll just get something for the ages on film with my new 1950s Brownie Hawkeye. We'll post some of my results right here on our website.
Songwriters often use cameras and photographs as a theme. The songs are often about memory, past glory, or longing. Faith Lapidus and I play some of these songs and explore the language used in them.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause pain.
That is Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band. The song came out in 1981 on the group's album Freeze Frame. Centerfold tells about a man who remembers his high school love as perfect. He says, "She was pure, like snowflakes." Years later, he sees her picture in a magazine centerfold. It is the kind of magazine that contains pictures of women wearing few or no clothes. The centerfold is a photograph that covers three pages and unfolds from the magazine. It is a big picture, and the person in it is the star of the magazine.
Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine. There's my home angel on the pages in between. My blood runs.
The Jay Giles Band sings, "My blood runs cold. My memories have just been sold. My angel is the centerfold." When someone says their blood runs cold, it means they are shocked or scared. The man in the song is shocked.
The Jay Giles Band song, Freeze Frame, is filled with puns and other wordplay linked to photography. It talks about a snapshot image, proof sheet love, and lots of uses of the word flash.
I can see where we're up on Tuesday, slow motion weekday, stare me down. Her lipstick reflex got me wild.
The idea in Freeze Frame is that a photographer has fallen in love with an image captured on film. The song goes, "Zoom lens feelings just won't disappear. Her close-up dark room sweet talk in my ear. Her hot spot love for me is so strong. This freeze frame moment can't be wrong."
Frame, like Centerfold, is a lively and humorous song, but photos can also be a dark theme in songs. The Cure's Pictures of You is an example. The song is about memory, loss, and grief. The first few lines go, "I've been looking so long at these pictures of you that I almost believe that they're real. I've been living so long with my pictures of you that I almost believe that the pictures are all I can feel.
I've been looking so long at these pictures of you that I almost believe that they're real. I've been living so long with my pictures of you that I almost believe that the pictures are all I can feel."
Photo booths are found at shopping malls, beach boardwalks, amusement parks, and other places. The small, four-sided structure holds a camera and printer behind glass. There is a small area inside the booth, usually with a place to sit. For a small amount of money, people can have several pictures taken of themselves. Death Cab for Cutie sings about a photo booth and the evidence it provides that love once existed.
I remember when the days were long and the nights when the love was on the lawn. Constant quarreling, the childish fits, and our clothes in a pile on the ottoman. All the slander and double speak.
In 1978, the band Blondie came out with Picture This. People say Picture This to mean Imagine This. Blondie lead singer Deborah Harry describes a photo as a small remembrance of something more solid.
All I want is a room with a view, a sight worth seeing, a vision of you. All I want is a room with a view. Oh, 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 oh. I will give you my finest hour, the one I spent watching you shower.
Kodachrome was a very successful kind of color film made by the company Kodak. It was first produced in the 1930s. Musician Paul Simon wrote a song called Kodachrome. He once said that the song is really about going home, back to one's childhood.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And though my lack of education hasn't hurt me none, I can read the writing on the wall.
June Sims. This program was written by Steve Ember and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
I know they never match my sweet imagination, and everything looks worse in black.
and white.